To all youths in the West. In the name of God. Welcome to the program. This is the first episode of a few programs reviewing the highlights of Ayatollah Khamenei's second letter for the youths in North America and Europe. Stay tuned. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, once again wrote a missive addressing the youths in the West, especially those living in North America and Europe. Nearly 10 months ago, he had written his first letter in the wake of a new wave of Islamophobia in the aftermath of Charlie Hebdo incidents in Paris. In the first letter, Ayatollah Khamenei asked the Western youths to become familiar with Islam through studying the genuine sources of this religion, such as the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Prophet, rather than being limited to what the Western media disseminates about Muslims and Islam. Now, after the recent attacks in France, the leader of the Islamic Revolution has once again written a letter to the youths in the West, inviting them to get the truth-seeking and freedom-seeking message of Islam free of the brouhaha forged by the media giants. Ayatollah Khamenei, referring to the terrorist attacks in Paris and elsewhere, said, "Anyone with a shred of mercy and sense of humanity is impressed and saddened by these scenes, whether they occur in France or Palestine or Iraq or Lebanon or Syria. For sure, 1.5 billion Muslims have the same sense and hate the agents and perpetrators of such tragedies. But the issue is that, if today's pains do not make a better and safer tomorrow, they will be subsided into bitter and fruitless memoirs. I believe that it is only you, the youths, who will be able to find new ways for making the future via learning from today's woes, and will hinder the path that has misled the West to the current impasse." On November 13, 2015, at 21 hours 16 minutes GMT, a string of coordinated attacks took place in Paris, which claimed the lives of 130 people and injured 368 others. The French government promptly declared an emergency case. It was said that the incidents were the bloodiest ones after the World War II. The terrorist outfit ISIL assumed responsibility for the attacks, and the Western propaganda horns, without any reference to the nature of this cannibalistic group, once again beat the drum of Islamophobia and pointed the finger of blame toward Muslims who have been the target of takfiri terrorism for the past years, but their voice is suffocated in the climate obfuscated by Zionist-dominated media. The Western societies are lamenting over the victims of France and sympathize with their families, while there is no mention of the Western and American unflinching support for the ISIL in the Western media. Ayatollah Khamenei, then reiterating that today terrorism is the common pain of the West and the East, continues, "However, it is necessary for you to know that the insecurity and strain that you experienced during the recent events differs from the pain that the people of Iraq, Yemen, Syria, and Afghanistan have been experiencing for many years in two significant ways. First, the Islamic world has been the victim of terror and brutality to a larger extent territorially, to greater amount quantitatively, and for a longer period in terms of time. Second, that unfortunately this violence has been supported by certain great powers through various methods and effective means, Today, there are very few people who are uninformed about the role of the United States of America in creating, nurturing, and arming Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and their inauspicious successors. The leader of the Islamic Revolution writes in another part of his letter for the Western youths, "If the people of Europe have now taken refuge in their homes for a few days and refrain from being present in busy places, it is decades that a Palestinian family is not secure even in its own home from the Zionist regime's death and destruction machinery. What kind of atrocious violence today is comparable to that of the settlement constructions of the Zionists? What kind of atrocious violence today is comparable to that of the settlement constructions of the Zionist regime? This regime, without ever being seriously and significantly censured by its influential allies or even by the so-called independent international organizations, every day demolishes the homes of Palestinians and destroys their orchards and farms. This is done without even giving them time to gather their belongings or agricultural products, and usually it is done in front of the terrified and tear-filled eyes of women and children who witness the brutal beatings of their family members, who in some cases are being dragged away to gruesome torture chambers." Ayatollah Khamenei described the recent military expeditions by the US and Western governments to the Islamic world and murdering hundreds of thousands of innocent people and destruction of economic and industrial infrastructures of nations as another instance of the West's contradictory logic, saying, "Despite all this, they are rudely being asked not to see themselves as oppressed. How can a country be turned into ruins, have its cities and towns covered in dust, and then be told that it should please not view itself as oppressed? Instead of enticements to not understand and to not mention disasters, would not an honest apology be better? The pain that the Islamic world has suffered in these years from the hypocrisy and duplicity of the invaders is not less than the pain from the material damage." After the highly dubious events of 9/11/2001, which can be called the West's first false flag operation in the 21st century, the United States invaded Afghanistan and then Iraq and massacred more than 1.5 million souls within just 14 months and annihilated the infrastructures of these two countries. But how was Al-Qaeda generated? Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, referring to Al-Qaeda, said in one of the sessions of the Congress, "We have a lot of shared values in common, and the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago." Ayatollah Khamenei said in part of his letter, "I consider the imposition of Western culture upon other peoples and the trivialization of independent cultures as a form of silent violence and extreme harmfulness. Humiliating rich cultures and insulting the most honored parts of these is occurring while the alternative culture being offered in no way has any qualification for being a replacement. So now the question is, are we sinners for not wanting an aggressive, vulgar, and fatuous culture?" Then the leader explained how the colonialist confluence of extremist and rejected thoughts in the heart of a Bedouin tribe planted the seed of extremism in this region. He wrote, "How then is it possible that such garbage as Daesh comes out of one of the most ethical and humane religious schools, who as part of its inner core includes the notion that taking the life of one human being is equivalent to killing the whole humanity?" the end of his missive, Ayatollah Khamenei wrote to the Western youths, "Therefore, I want you youth to lay the foundations for a correct and honorable interaction with the Islamic world based on correct understanding, deep insight, and lessons learned from horrible experiences. In such a case, and in the not too distant future, you will witness the edifice built on these firm foundations, which creates a shade of confidence and trust, which cools the crown of its architect, a warmth of security and peace that it bequeaths on them, and a blaze of hope in a bright future which illuminates the canvas of the earth." The recent letter of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, just like his previous one, was widely reflected in the world media. Although Twitter hastily closed the application account of those who had tweeted it, this very measure urged the youths to follow up the letter. Chris Eldridge, artist and political activist from the state of Pennsylvania, wrote on the letter, "This letter was written very strongly and has dealt with the core of the issue. It has a very beautiful and powerful tone. There are no dreamlike or wishful words in it. This letter seeks to raise a new or different plan for stopping carnage. This is the thing that must be said everywhere, but it seems that people don't understand it easily. It is quite clear in the letter that peace and respect to people is part and parcel of Muslims' religious beliefs." Dear listeners, in our next program, we will continue discussing Ayatollah Khamenei's letter.